Hi, this is Kevin McKillop from freedomtarget.com. Today I've got a special guest, Jana Jungklaus from Australia. And I've got Jana on the line to talk a little bit about getting clients, offline clients, but specifically more so where Jana's expertise is in networking events. So I'm going to have a couple of questions for her, and she's going to share all the details about how to properly show up to an event and really not, you don't want to waste time. You have to have a strategy. You can't just show up. So I'll let her do all the talking as she's the expert. So welcome, Jana.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. I got your email just the other day about doing some surveying about your new product, and I kind of wanted to reach out to you and get you on the line here and do an interview, because I personally have not done any of the real official networking events myself. It's kind of been on my list. I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot. I'll go try, and I just haven't, for various reasons. Something comes up, excuses, I've been to a few that aren't really official, and they kind of, to me, it was like a waste of time. So I'm sure you can, you'll have some stories about that. But for everybody listening, so I guess give you a little history about you. So how did you get into this internet marketing for local businesses?
I've been doing it for about a bit over 2 years now, and I was actually doing freelance writing for clients, so I was already kind of in the client space, and then I became interested in SEO and internet marketing as an extension of writing, and just started selling it to my clients. But I never really got above the clients that I already had from 2 years ago, and so I needed to make a change, and this was about 9 months ago that the pain got so much that I thought, oh, I really need to do something if I want to grow this business. And that's when I started networking.
Okay, so it's funny what you can do when there's a little pain or there's a little necessity, a need for something to change versus just wanting something to change.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know that you've tried some other methods of getting clients, and the one that's really worked out for you really well was networking. So for those that might not know the difference, could you explain a little bit about, I guess, some of the different types of networking, what people mean by networking events?
Yeah, sure. I guess they're networking events that that people in your local city or town will organize, and they're more for getting together and people starting to get to know each other, getting your name out there. And those can be a little bit less targeted, so you might get people there that that want to start a business but haven't really done anything yet, or they've got a really small business and they're just kind of getting out there. And then you've got more specific networking events that might be organized by a chamber of commerce or by a marketing association or by a specific industry. And then you've got referral groups, which actually get together and require like a membership, and they only have one person per industry. And then the idea is that people refer to each other long term. And these groups usually require you to show up really regularly, like once a week or once a fortnight. So you actually build relationships with people rather than going to an event, saying hi, and then never seeing that person again.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot of these events, and I think that's what some would turn people away from some of them. One thing that I think would turn people away is a lot of people aren't necessarily comfortable. You know, some are just really social people. Other ones might not be such social people, bee or whatever you want to call them. What would you say for when, you know, if someone is a little bit on the shy side and going to these things, do you have anything to sort of help them get over that shyness, you know, what make it a little bit more comforting when they're going, like any sort of tips there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing is to know that most people, even if they're shy, once they've built a relationship, they're usually really comfortable, and they can feel comfortable being themselves, whether, you know, they're funny or whatever their type of personality is. So you will find a lot of people that are shy, but they say, well, with my friends, I'm actually really great. So it's just that initial barrier of meeting a new person and not kind of knowing what to do. And knowing that you can get over that by the time you've met a person, you know, maybe two or three times, and you actually start to like them, is really good. The other thing is just to be prepared. And the truth is, if you're shy and you want to go to networking events, or you think that it's a good way to build your business, you're just going to have to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm not. I have to get out of my comfort zone a little to go to those things, though. I have no problem with going to them. But if I had to say that, you know, do I enjoy the thought of going to these new things? No. But I it's something I used to do with my old career. I guess business, as I did training. So I'd get up in front of 10, 12 people and that I've never met before, and start training them and do it for a whole week. And you know what I liked is I never liked the first day. It was always the second, the third, and as the days moved on and you got to know them, that it was just a breeze to do it.
Yeah, and I mean the thing is I wasn't very comfortable with going to networking events at the beginning either, but I'm very grateful now that someone actually pushed me to do it. And you know, I would spend I'd get there and then I'd go to the bathroom and spend as long as was okay there to not to have to meet too many people, and I'd be really, really nervous when I had to stand up to talk. And one of the things I actually did was I joined Toastmasters.
Yes.
Which you probably know of. And that was just a way for me to speak more and to get more comfortable. And even just after, I'd been hitting the networking hard for 2 or 3 weeks. I've been going to 3 or 4 events a week, and I've been going to Toastmasters. And just after those few weeks, I already started becoming just more comfortable with my pitch and introducing myself to people. And the other thing that I've started to do now, just to make it a bit more fun, is I take people along to networking events. So if you actually go with someone that you know, obviously you have to agree with them that you're not just going to start talking to each other for the whole time. But at least you can get there together and you can leave together and you can kind of debrief afterwards. And that makes it a little bit more comfortable. And you also know that you're unlikely to leave again straight away if there's someone else who got there with you.
That's a great tip to do. I never really thought about taking somebody with you. So that would certainly get over some of the make it a little bit more comfortable for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You mentioned some of the different types of events, you know, the chambers. You mentioned the one where there's, I guess, more referral groups. Are there any? So you've probably gone to several different ones. Is there any types that you'd recommend? Types that you'd recommend and reasons why you'd recommend over others?
Yes. I love the referral groups. So I'm a member of what's called BNI, Business Networking International, and they have a referral group. They take one person per industry, and then the idea is that everyone in the group starts to refer those types of inquiries to you. And obviously, you know, people will only refer to you if they think that you're giving a good service and you're the right fit for people. And and the same, you would do the same to others then as well. And the reason that BNI has been so fantastic for me is because you really start building up relationships with people, because you see them every week for, you know, months or years. There are people who've been in those groups for 3 or 4 years, and obviously they're making a good financial return, otherwise they wouldn't spend that time and money being a part of it. And so that has been fantastic because I can build up the trust with people. And the thing, my positioning in the group is that I'm solely there for SEO. So there's a web developer there, there's a graphic designer there, there's a copywriter there, and I'm the SEO person. So all those people can refer their clients to me, and in fact, it's actually better for their business because they can provide a better service to their clients by recommending something that they need.
Okay, so because I've heard of the BNI, I did some looking up at my local chapters here, and I know about the one person per industry. So they really divide it up like that. So because I was thinking, well, what if it's really hard to get into some of these chapters that have already likely got somebody that can do, you know, some of the stuff that I do? And I think so. What it sounds like is that you can really get specific and say, well, you just the SEO person, rather than they have somebody that kind of does everything. Is that how it would work?
Yeah, each chapter will kind of organize it a little bit differently. And I actually went to look at different chapters when I wanted to join because someone had recommended it to me. And I joined this chapter because at the time I was there, I was actually still positioned as I can do internet marketing, I can create websites, I can do SEO, I can do pay-per-click, all that sort of stuff. But when I got there, it just happened to be the day where they had a big board up where they said these are the types of professions that we're looking for at the moment, and one of them was SEO. And I thought, well, I better jump in here and say I'm the SEO person, which I've always enjoyed most anyway, but it just came out of the need of the chapter and the other professions that were in there. and that has then informed my positioning later on.
Oh, that's cool. So they actually were actively looking for somebody with your skills.
Yes.
So if I were to, let's just say I'm going to go look around, so I can go look up, for example, in my area, Toronto, I can go look up and find some of the chapters. So you recommended, your recommendation would be to kind of go check out a couple of the different chapters just to feel out the different ones and the different crowds that are at each one?
Yeah, very, very much so, because there's a very different kind of cultural feel. You know, some are really business focused and some just kind of show up and have a chat but aren't business focused at all, and some are more in the middle. And then you will find big chapters and you will find small chapters, and you will find chapters who refer a lot of business to each other and chapters who don't refer that much to each other. So I specifically went for a bigger group that had a good atmosphere and that had a lot of business per year.
What if I, so just as you're mentioning all those things, so what if I sort of join in, I want to join a chapter, what if I don't really, so somebody doesn't really have, they won't be able to give a lot of referrals, like let's just say that I don't really have anybody asking me for these types of things, really all I have is my abilities that I can offer to other people.
Well, the chapters are very much positioned that it's not just about referrals and also not about bad referrals, so there's no point, you know, referring someone to someone in the chapter when they're not their ideal client. So you can contribute in a lot of other ways. Firstly, they probably will be grateful if they can actually recommend your service and it's a value add for their clients. But also just getting to know other people in their business is a good way to contribute, and also to bring visitors along and things like that, so that the visitors can actually do business with the chapter.
Okay, so that I could bring, so if you're at your current chapter that you belong to, you can bring guests. You could bring guests along that could also sort of kind of piggyback on you. Is that how that would work?
Yeah, and it's not just about someone who might want to join. Someone can just come and you know, visit once, have breakfast, talk to people, do their pitch. And the idea, obviously, is that if they start to get to know people, there might be additional trust because it's, you know, the BNI group. And they've been brought along by someone so that they might use someone's service in the group.
Okay, that's very cool. So what? So the BNI seems to be one of the largest ones, Business Networking International. And I'm certainly there's probably chapters in all spaces on the planet. What if there wasn't one? Do you know of any other type of similar places that you're aware of that if somebody didn't have something like a BNI chapter that they could go to, or if you don't know those, do you have any suggestions about how I could find some of these?
I think a good place to start is to kind of ask the local business chamber or the local council to let you know if there are any business events on, because usually people who start networking start to go to different networking groups. So once you found one group, you can usually ask what other groups are around. And I find that this is something that a problem that people might have if they live in a very small town or rural area, that there are just not that many business networking events around. And I actually know some people who regularly drive, you know, 3 or 4 hours to go to another town to do a networking event.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that must be working well for them if they're putting in that much time and effort.
Well, that's right. If you make a financial return from it, then that might be worth your time.
Yeah. So if I'm gonna, so let's say I'm gonna, how about, so I've built up the courage now. I've done some research about some different chapters. I'm gonna guess, and I think from what I've gathered in our conversations and even doing some reading, is that I need a strategy before I show up. I mean, simply just saying I'm gonna show up and wing it is not going to get me very far. So what would be some sort of basic top level stuff that I might want to start thinking about before I go?
Oh, you definitely want to find out what kind of the format of the event is. So many events will have possibility for people to speak up, to stand up and do kind of a 60-second speech about their business. So you want to know about that beforehand so you can prepare your kind of pitch. Because that, especially if you're nervous about your first networking event, that's something that's really, really difficult to wing when you just get there.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And the other thing you might want to find out is what kind of businesses are going to be there. And usually you can just find that out by talking to the organizer.
Okay, so I need my pitch, because I remember I emailed the local chapter here. I didn't end up going, but she had told me, right, just know you, she goes, have your pitch and have X amount of business cards. So I'm guessing so that you'll go and you do your pitch, and I guess everybody wants to sort of, what would be sort of the typical thing that would show up if you're new to an event like that?
Can you repeat that question?
I guess so. If I'm, so you've mentioned the elevator, I need my sort of my 30 to my 60 second pitch about my business. So is that sort of how, if I showed up new to one of these, I guess, and they're probably all a little bit different, but based on the ones that you've gone to, what is the sequence of events that sort of takes place over, I guess, a lunch or whatever or breakfast that you meet at?
Oh, usually there'll be kind of some open networking at the beginning. So it's good to show up a little bit earlier, because then you can start to talk to people a little bit before, you know, they kind of get into the big pitching session. And that makes it a little bit easier when you stand up and you already have, you know, maybe two or three people that you're a little bit familiar with. So then you can actually look at them a little bit more, makes you feel a little bit more comfortable. So there's usually some open networking. Then there'll be, you know, often a lunch or a breakfast or whatever it is that you're going to. Then there, at some stage there will be the pitching session so that everyone in turn can get up. And usually if the organizer knows that it's the first time for you, or you tell them that you don't want to go first by doing your pitch, then, you know, most people are really understanding. And that will allow you to watch other people first before you do your pitch.
Sure, sure.
And then at the end there will usually be you know, some more open networking, so you can actually go and talk to the people whose pitch you liked or who you think might be good partners or people to talk to. And either there'll be, you know, at BNI there'll be business cards being passed around during the breakfast, and at other events you might just go up to people and exchange business cards. And my rule of thumb is I only give a business card if I'm being asked.
Yeah, you're not walking around just handing them out.
No, but you would be surprised. Like, there are people out there who bring, you know, big flyers and brochures, and they don't even talk to you. They just give everyone a flyer.
So that's perfect. I was just going to ask the question, lead in. So what do you see that people do bad, and what I, you know, if I were to show up and I don't know what I'm supposed to do, so I go and listen, or I see what other people are doing, what should if somebody going new, what should they not do? And kind of, I think, you know, you mentioned one thing right there.
Yeah, that's right. No, don't just go and hand out your marketing material or even your business card without talking to people. So the best thing to do when you go into a networking event and you haven't been before is just to listen to people, because firstly, that's less scary than speaking. And secondly, people will, you know, really feel a connection to you, because people like being listened to when they talk about themselves.
Yes, that's absolutely true. I've been to it's not really it's not as formal and put together, and I think sound as professional as BNI, but I did find that yes, a lot of people they do a lot of talk. Everybody else talks, and if everybody's talking and nobody's listening, it doesn't really help. It doesn't really get anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. The only problem that you then might encounter is if you find another listener. And both of you are just trying to ask questions to get more out of the other person. And that can happen. So in that case, you might just volunteer a little bit of information about yourself and your business. And then, you know, you can ask them in return.
Mm-hmm. So if I've been, so you start going to the, I guess, the weekly meetings. And what happens then is you start building relationships with these, you know, certain people within the group. Now, when they say like referral, so I'm guessing, you know, if somebody would just sort of envision how this particular process would go. The referrals, so I guess you've exchanged cards and contacts, you just like you get an email from somebody kind of referring, giving you a referral, or somebody would, one of these people that you know would call you up, is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, I mean, the relationship building really comes first, because the truth is people won't refer to one another unless they really start to get to know you and they know that you're a good fit for their client, because when you refer someone, it's really your reputation on the line. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there'll be some sort of relationship building involved. Usually, you know, you start to meet up with people, maybe for a coffee or whatever it is that people do, and you start to explain about your business and your processes and maybe some case studies of what you've done before. And and then people start referring to you. So, for example, in my group, there's a web developer, and he actually did provide a little bit of SEO service, but he wasn't very good at it and he didn't like it very much. So he's more than happy to actually just palm off anyone who asks for SEO and send them to me. So all he would say is, well, look, I'm not an SEO expert, but I know someone, so this is her number, give her a call. And then he would send me a quick email or give me a call and say, I passed your number on to person X and this is their number, so if they don't call you, you can follow up with them.
Okay, so yeah, it's kind of, I guess there's kind of, it's almost like these, it's a social club first. I mean, you have to be social and basically become, you know, build a relationship, become friends, if you want to call it that, before anybody's going to start, you know, referring to you as, hey, I know somebody who can help you.
Yes, and that's why networking is really kind of a long, medium to long-term strategy. So you can get business out of it straight away, but the rewards really come once you've been doing it for a few months and you start to see people really regularly. And the great thing about referrals is that they don't usually, you don't really have to sell them anymore because most of the time they already want what you have. You've been recommended by someone they trust and all you need to do is explain the process and then ask, you know, when do we get started and where do I send the invoice?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm just in the regular world or anywhere else, everybody loves to be able to sort of, it feels good to have that referral and say, I know somebody that can help you and hand them off. And I can just imagine that's, I mean, that would play out in a networking event like that.
Yes. And the other thing is that especially in offline consulting, I don't know what the mood is like in Canada at the moment, but here in Australia, everyone wants SEO, everyone wants to do internet marketing. But they're being sold to all the time, whether, you know, the yellow pages call them and try to hard sell them, or SEO companies cold call them, or they get emails from India or all sorts of stuff. Mm-hmm. So they know that they have to do it, but they don't actually have anyone that they can trust to talk to about it or to get started with. And so that's why at the moment it's just the perfect time to be doing networking.
Yeah, it would get
because it's their trust relationship.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. It would get, but people have got their backs up and their defenses up to anything that they don't bring in themselves.
Exactly.
So you've been, how long have you been doing the BNI meetings now?
I went to visit in October, and then I've been going every week since then. And they officially accepted me as a member. There's, you know, kind of an application process in December. So I've been going for about, 7 months.
And you say, so you're sort of expected to go every week in something like this and for good reason. How lean into, like, what happens if you can't make it or something like that?
Look, there depends on the chapter. Usually you can organize what's called a sub, like a substitute, so they just go on your behalf. So obviously, you know, you can still take holidays. If you're sick, then you're sick, you know, you just can't go. It's not like that, but the idea is that you should go regularly because, you know, you want people to get to know you, but you also want to keep up with everyone else in your chapter.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. Just if anybody was feeling, you know, a fear of committing and because, well, I won't be able to get out of it if there's a problem or, you know, they're sick and it becomes like almost like a job kind of thing. But so there is some leniency there, but you're expected to show up on a weekly basis. I know for the one, a lot of them meet around here, a lot of them meet early in the morning. Is that true for, Australia, the ones that you've been to?
Yeah, I usually get to mine at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Ouch.
And if you're really not a morning person, there are usually a couple of lunchtime ones around, you know, the main business district areas.
Yeah, I was going to say the one that I was going to or that I am going to go see is a lunchtime one, and it's right in the business district.
Yes.
Because the thought of arriving at 6:30 is a big deterrent.
Yeah.
Now, is there any particular reason why it's the morning thing?
I think it's because you know, we've kind of finished at 8:30, so people can still get to their 9 o'clock start jobs, if that's what they do. And, you know, if you have an hour and a half at lunchtime, it does take a big chunk out of your day. Whereas in the morning, you just kind of have to get up early, but you still have your normal working day afterwards.
Ah, that makes sense. So you've been doing this then. So you became an official member in December, and so you've been said so this kind of is this your primary now? Is this your primary source of getting new business now? The people and relationships that you've built through BNI?
Yes, absolutely. And I am looking at doing some other things. But to be honest, at the moment, I'm getting so many referrals and so much business from networking that I can't yet handle more. I still have to put other processes in place and grow my team before we can start other marketing methods to actually then get more clients. But we obviously need to do the work as well.
Well, that's a problem I imagine a lot of people would like to have.
Yeah, it's a very good problem to have.
So I know the one the chapter that I'm going to the one that I would try because it's literally the only one that's not at six at 7 or 6 in the morning is actually was today. So I guess I'll have to wait till next week. So I'm very interested and keen to try and just experience something different a little bit, try it the first time and see where it goes. I mean, it can be also. I find. How did you find it as a way to, I guess, to really to sort of associate with other individual business owners? Because a lot of times, like, I mean, I've got my friends and so on, but they have regular jobs. They're not necessarily their own business, and it can be kind of like I just sort of work alone.
Yeah, and that's a huge benefit of BNI in comparison to other networking groups because you just get to know people, and as you said, you do start to kind of become friends with people, and yeah, most people run their own business, and I've had some fantastic connections from my BNI, and obviously that's going to be different for every group depending on the kind of people that are in the group. But I've had people who've actually been helping me to work on my positioning, to work on other parts of my marketing that, when we try and get new clients, we often kind of let our own marketing slip.
Yes,
And
absolutely.
so it's fantastic for that sort of support to actually just get some things done and rethink what your market wants and actually start to give it to them. Because a lot of people who are in the offline consulting space kind of get into it because they think that, we can just live our life from behind the computer. And I thought that for a long time too. And I didn't want to get away from the computer. But in the end, if you really want to understand what your market wants and what kind of business they want to deal with, you need to start listening to them, and going to networking events is a really good way to do that.
That's a very good tip. And what I like what you mentioned there, but what most people they get a client or two and then they start forgetting about their own marketing.
Yes.
It seems it it's it's it happen it seems to happen all the time, right? Everybody fo they focus on that, and I guess so. It'd be nice to have that referral stream, continuous referral stream coming in after you've built up these relationships with these people in your BNI chapter.
And that's where the leverage comes in because you actually only have to build a few really strategic relationships to get those sorts of referrals. And those are just kind of businesses that already deal with your ideal clients and that can refer you and still provide, a good service and a value add to their clients.
Well, that gives me a certain. I hope that gives everybody a lot to think about when if they have not thought of doing or they've thought about networking. I know, the Chamber of Commerce is one that's mentioned a lot. Have you ever been to a chamber meeting and have any in feedback on that?
I have. In Sydney, it's set up in a certain way that each council area has their own Chamber of Commerce meeting. So I went to my own council area Chamber of Commerce meeting, and that actually wasn't that great. So I should have done more research before I went, but this was one of the first events that I went to. And it had a couple of local travel agents and like a baker and people that just were not my ideal target client at all. But at the same time, I did meet some great people because there was a speaker, speaking to the group of attendees, and I actually made a really great connection with him, and he's a very kind of experienced business person in the local area, and so that was a really great connection to get out of that.
Well, that sounds all right because I know the chamber meetings are likely if there's not a BNI there's likely going to be a chamber somewhere close so you can sort of fit somewhere else. It sounds like the BNI this is you're the second person I've spoken to in the last couple of days that has spoke very very highly of BNI meetings and putting in the time and the effort to really cultivate those relationships and put the time and effort in. And then the chamber, I haven't spoken to anybody about the chamber meetings myself, actually.
I think it depends what kind of chamber meetings you're looking for. And again, it's good to research. For example, you would still get a lot of chamber meetings like here in Australia. They do a lot of business with the Chinese. So you could, for example, go to the Chinese Chamber of Commerce meeting, which is also not my ideal target audience, and I might not really fit in culturally. But if you have a certain connection to, say, a cultural group like that, then that might be a really good networking event to attend.
Yeah, that'd be a very good idea.
And the other thing is that if you have a target audience of, say, marketing managers in businesses, then you can go to particular networking events that are organized by marketing associations or whatever the industry is that you're focusing on. And those are highly targeted events. So I would really recommend checking a few of those out. And they only usually happen, you know, once a quarter or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So in your BNI group, what types of businesses or business owners are there that are kind of referring you business to give people an idea of where they could be getting referrals from?
The main ones are the ones that I mentioned before: the web developer, the copywriter, the web designer, or he's a general designer really. But I've also done some business with members of the group. So, for example, there's a really big electrical contractor company, there's an HR business, there's a building business, and they've all become clients of mine. And then you always have to think about that it's not just their clients that people are referring, but they might have private networks that they're referring. So it could be their husband or their wife, it could be their best friend who just needs an SEO person.
Yeah, well, it just got like a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Well, so I know we spoke, I think it was just before the end of the year, and I wanted to I'll be honest, one of the reasons I wanted to get you on this interview is so that I could pick your brain and without having to go ahead and spend money on trying to figure all this stuff out.
Yes.
And I'm aware that you've done this for a while now. You've packaged all this up sort of to help if anybody was interested in approaching and doing the networking events and getting some, I guess, I don't know what they could call it, coaching or some just information really about how to strategically go about doing this. So you've put something together, that's correct?
Yes, it's a information product called Networking Goldmine. And basically we've got a 7-step system that focuses on what you do before the event. So, for example, research, finding out the right type of events to go to that we've already talked about, what to do during the event. So, like we've already talked a bit about, you know, how to prepare your pitch, how to practice your pitch, what else you can do when you get there, what kind of questions you can ask when you're not quite sure how to talk to people. And then one of the most important things that we haven't talked about very much today is kind of the leverage after an event. So what do you do afterwards to keep on the relationships, to keep building those relationships, but not really, you know, catch up for coffee with everyone, because otherwise you won't have any time to do work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the, what do you do before, what do you do during, and what do you do after to get the most out of your networking event?
Well, it sounds like it's working extremely well, and I'm sure everybody would love to have the problem of needing to increase your team size because you've got too much work to do.
Yes.
And this is all a result of networking. So for anybody that's taking a listen, if you think that networking is something you want to give a shot, I'm going to try this out, Jenna, and you can go to networkinggoldmine.com if they wanted to get more information about that.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll hold you to it. So we'll be posting comments on your blog asking how you went at the networking event.
Yeah, you know what? I probably shouldn't have told anybody that I was going to go, because now I'm going to have to be held accountable.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much, Jen. I very much appreciate you taking the time to do this quick interview and sharing that information with us and anybody else who will be listening.
Oh, thanks very much for having me.
So I will. I'll have to keep you posted about my first BNI experience once I finally make my way over there.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, Jenna. Well, thanks very much, and talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.